This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We've talked a lot about the Google car that drives around and it takes all the pictures for the Google Street View.
Yeah.
We've also talked a lot about the self-driving cars that are starting to be seen, and they have a lot of the same cameras on them, because they have to look all those directions to make sure they don't drive you up underneath a semi.
That's scary to me, too.
Okay.
Because one camera's broken, and before you know it, you're right, and you've rear-ended a trucker.
Or it's out of focus, and you're closer than you think you are.
I trust all of that more than I trust Hawk.
Well, trust me, you don't want to rear-end a trucker.
I guess not.
Or vice versa.
Okay. Well, regardless.
No pun intended.
Regardless of Hawk's fears, we are going to be in self-driving cars before we know it. And they ask people, what are you going to do once you get in the self-driving car?
Party!
You don't have to drive anymore. Cato, some people did say, in fact, they're going to party. 5% of people said they're going to drink and not drive. Wow. Since they can finally do it. Why not, I guess? If you're able to let the car drive for you, go ahead and get plastered.
You'll see my car driving down Main Street. I'm sticking my head out the sunroof with beer bottles in hand. Woo! But,
so I have to figure, how does this work then? So if you're driving down the highway, okay, fine. But then you want to pull off and go to a fast food restaurant. Don't you have to take control of that?
They've already got cars that can park and parallel park and all that stuff. I'm assuming sooner or later the car will just go wherever you tell it to.
It'll just think for you.
But you got a point, Heidi. In the near future, I don't think you're going to be able to completely, you know, start on the interstate only or something. And so you'll need to be sober when you get off the interstate. 45% of people said they're going to do a lot more talking on the phone since they don't have to pay attention to the road anymore. 34% said they will text and reply to emails. 27% said they'll read.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, and I've seen people have like the newspaper out in the morning on their steering wheel reading.
Yeah, that's
driving down the
disturbing.
Road. I know.
I'm like, you cannot do that safely.
I couldn't.
No one can. That's insane.
I can't even drive.
I know.
I'm concentrating on driving.
Okay. 21% will watch videos or movies. And I can imagine that you might as well just go ahead and throw up your, make your windshield a big screen for the whole family and watch a movie together. 20% are going to take naps. That's what I would definitely like to do, is just tilt that seat way on back there and just crash out.
You should describe it like that. I don't think we'll ever see that in our
I don't
time.
Think so either.
I do. I think we will.
Would you really be able to sleep and relax with a like a driverless car?
I've slept in a car with Hawk driving before.
Same
thing. True, he did.
I mean, I feel a lot safer in a driverless car.
Hey, I've slept driving before.
Hey, I've done that too, but I didn't wreck like you did.
I did wreck,
okay.
Yes.
I've heard of sleepwalking. And sleep talking, but sleep driving is a whole different category.
It really is.
All right, 10% said they would play video games.
Sure.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
What would be really cool is to play a driving video game.
Yeah, Need for Speed.
And you could just use your steering wheel and all that stuff. Just disconnect it from there and plug it into the game.
Yeah.
Be realistic as all get out.
Grand Theft Auto.
You'd be like cruising down the road with at 45 with your blinker on in the left lane, but on your screen and in your car, you'd be in NASCAR Daytona 500, you know? That would be awesome.
It's like, why is that car only making left turns?
Okay. And then there is one thing on here that I will not be doing. 2% of people said this insane thing that they will do whenever they don't have to drive the car anymore.
2%.
Heidi, you want to guess?
2% of people said, no idea.
Okay, eating. No.
Eating. That is a good answer, but not it.
Pick their nose?
That is incorrect.
I would think more people would be eating.
I know. I just had a better answer than you did.
As
that's
you did.
Exactly.
2% plan to exercise in their car once it can drive itself. What are you going to do? Put pedals down there and pretend like you're Fred Flintstone or something?
You can tighten up your bottom and just kind of...
You can do that while you drive anyway.
Yeah, true. And you can lift weights.
In that case, walk to work. If you want the exercise, right?
I don't know. Maybe they could make again, like I said, with the video game and the steering wheel and all, and turn it all into weightlifting devices. Make the steering wheel weigh 100 pounds, and you got to turn it left and right. And the pedals are like those machines you exercise your thighs on.
Oh, my. No.
That's way too much trouble.
Okay, I told you I ain't doing it.
I'd rather eat.
I'd rather wreck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.